top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, May 25th, 2023, and I'm your presenter, Jade George. In the headlines, the Dominica Public Service Union President Steve Joseph contends that electoral reform is a sign of significant importance and should not be used to play cat and mouse games with the people.
Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com.
St. Lucia's Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre has expressed optimism that a minimum livable wage may be agreed upon by all sectors of society in the wake of discussions that began sometime in 2022. And experts say an increase in rainfall caused the bee population to spike. And in Arizona, a 60-year-old man, John Fisher, and his dog were attacked by a swarm of 1,000 killer bees, stung over 250 times, and left badly injured. The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of West Indies Communications Enterprise. The details of these coming up next.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
President of the Dominica Public Service Union last evening, Steve Joseph, expressed his belief on the DPSU program on Q95 that electoral reform should not be undermined or toyed with like a game of cat and mouse and must be taken seriously by the people of Dominica. According to Joseph, certain individuals in Dominica lack credibility due to their tendency to consume information solely from one radio channel that presents a biased perspective on certain events and incidents.
I think electoral reform is too important for us to be playing cat and mouse, playing games with the people. And, you know, you're correct. There are some people who speak in Dominica that we should not take too seriously. But sadly, do you know what the problem is? The problem is many people only listen to one radio station. Mm-hmm. They only listen to one side of the discussion in Dominica. So this is why from time to time you have to stop to clear the air. And even when you clear the air, sometimes our voices will not be heard on that radio station to reach the people who really need to hear that the right to protest is a constitutional right. And what these people are trying to do is to, out of fear, because they know there is justifiable reason why people should be asking questions, why people should be protesting.
Joseph says if a persistent approach of subverting and compromising the process is adopted, the people of the nation will eventually take heed and stand firm for equilibrium and enlightenment on the matter.
There are justifiable reasons, the state of the economy, the non-delivery of electoral reform, the level of inflation. I'm hearing all sorts of things of bills not being able to be paid. Some of the major merchants in the country not accepting LPOs. So there is pressure in the country. And instead of having a true democracy where you engage people, where you listen to people, where you allow the processes to deliver what it's supposed to deliver, even if it's a new government, that's what the process is meant to do. That if the people at elections feel that it is time to change those who govern, that is a right that people have. But if your strategy is always to undermine the process, to compromise the process, to intimidate, to instill fear as a strategy, then people have to stop and address those issues to try to bring a balance and bring education.
And that was President of the Dominica Public Service Union. Indigenous Dominican Bushman Cyril Brown emphasizes the need for plant-based nutrition for healthy eating. He stresses the need to eat well to maintain healthy skin and eyes, boost immunity and minimize minimize the risk of heart disease and cancer. A good diet can enhance mental health and cognitive performance in addition to these advantages. A balanced diet can also aid in maintaining a healthy weight, lowering the risk of diseases like diabetes and hypertension that are linked to obesity. He points out that you can reap the many advantages of a healthy diet and enhance your general quality of life by making simple modifications to your eating habits.
Help them understand the importance of the liver, the functions of the liver in the body and the way it helps the body. And one of the first things I tell them is to stop eating processed animal flesh, because eating healthy all the time is going to help you live longer. Now, there are people who are living long that are not well, but that's not what I'm talking about. My conversation is about living a longer, healthier life. Eating healthy keeps your skin looking good, your teeth looking good, your eyes healthy. It supports your muscles. It boosts your immunity. It strengthens your bones, and you need those. You need muscles. You need strong muscles. You need strong bones. It lowers your risk of heart disease and cancer. It's not that difficult to correct once you catch it early enough.
He touts four basic principles that he stands by for healthy living. These include restorative sleep, managing stress, good nutrition, and exercise, which can help people live long and healthy lives. Good nutrition is another key factor in healthy living, as the foods we eat provide the fuel for our bodies that for our bodies to function properly. He says by prioritizing these four principles, we can work towards achieving optimal health and wellness for ourselves.
We need awareness, and then to educate people. And hopefully people catch on, because we have to catch on to this. Since I was a little boy, Mom gave us herbal teas every morning, every night before bed. And you know what she would do? She would give us soursop tea every night. And we never knew why until we grew up that she was giving us the soursop bush tea in the night so we could get a better night's sleep. And if you guys follow me, you know that I'm huge on four things, four basic principles: restorative sleep, managing stress, good nutrition, and exercise. If you could manage those four things, I will keep saying that for as long as I can talk to you. I will keep telling you these four things. If you are able to manage them, you can live a really long, healthy life.
Cyril Brown, an indigenous bushman of Dominica. Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Blue and Green Economy, Permanent Secretary Reginald Savra, says there is a significant opportunity for investment in the CMOS sector, given the rising demand for natural and organic products. He notes that the ministry will compile the findings from the in-depth analysis of the research they conducted over the previous months with farmers into a package investment profile. They want to give the industry more support with this package profile so that it can help develop beyond where it is at present.
Having now received the results from all the research and all the work you have been laboriously doing over the past months, we're going to take the results, your ideas, consolidate them, and we're going to package them into an investment profile which the ministry will provide support to allow the industry to go beyond where it is right now. So we're going to grow a CMOS industry. We're going to look at alternative products. We're going to look at alternative way of utilizing CMOS. We're going to grow CMOS. Traditionally, we've been harvesting CMOS from the rocks, and it's inadequate to supply an industry. And therefore, with mass cultivation of CMOS that is economical, you are able to make something out of it.
Reginald Sever, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture. Director General of the International Labour Organization, the ILO, Gilbert F. Hungbo, has urged Caribbean countries to emphasize social justice in dealing with a number of issues, including climate change, the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the impacts of the international wars. Hungbo underlined the necessity of creating a global coalition for social justice in his opening remarks at the 12th ILO Caribbean Labor Ministers meeting in Georgetown, Guyana. He did so to increase global solidarity, policy coherence, and concerted action for robust, sustainable, and inclusive development. He explained to the ministers in attendance that as leaders in the Caribbean workplace, they have a crucial role to play in creating a global coalition for social justice, especially to make sure that the realities of this sub-region are acknowledged and given priority. Government ministers, employers, employers groups, trade unions, policymakers, experts, and trade holders or stakeholders came together for 3 days of discussion to share best practices, explore creative ideas, and exchange experiences. Still in local news, Dr. Thompson Fontaine, leader of the United Workers' Party, has called on everyone to back the upcoming rally on May 31, 2023 to ensure its success. According to him, if individuals cannot physically attend the event, they can still support it financially. Additionally, he mentioned that people can make donations through the United Workers' Party, Dominica.com, which facilitates an easy transaction process, or visit the United Workers' Party office in Roseau.
You know, I am encouraging persons. We need the support of everyone in this. So even if you're not able to be there physically, you can help with financing for this. And we are still taking your donations. You can actually go to uwp-dominica.com. Yes, exactly. So they can go to uwp-dominica.com and they can make that contribution straight away there. It's a very easy way to do it because you're able to use your credit card, your debit card, and PayPal. But also locally in Dominica, persons can simply walk up the steps there of the United Workers Party office and make a contribution. So if you're in Dominica, you can also do it that way. That's a very easy way of doing it. And in addition to that, if you have an account at the National Bank of Dominica, you can put money directly into the United Workers Party account. And I'm going to give you the numbers for that, how that can be done. So we have made it very easy for persons to donate to the cause. And that is what we are doing.
Fontaine has urged the citizens of Dominica to lend their support to ensure the success of this occasion, emphasizing that the attainment of electoral reform will have far-reaching benefits for every individual across the nation.
All of Dominicans can agree on the need for electoral reform. That is not a party issue. That is something that concerns every single Dominican. And so because every Dominican can agree to it, then it can be done. And I can give you the mobile banking information there. The user ID is 555-2242. That is 555-2242. And the account number is 100-5636. That's 100-5636. Again, let me just repeat the mobile ID, the mobile banking information. It's a very easy number to remember. It is 555-2242, and then the account number is 100-100-5636. So these are all ways that persons can contribute to the effort. And let us make this a success. You know, let the people of Dominica make this a success, because when we get electoral reform, Dominica will be the better for it. It is not going to benefit one party over the other. It is going to be something that will benefit Dominica. It will benefit our democracy. It is a good thing. It is a healthy thing. It is the right thing to do. And so everybody in Dominica is invited to be a part of this effort.
Dr. Thompson Fontaine, leader of the United Workers Party. Attorney Gabriel Christian airs his suspicion that Dominica's current administration wants to remain in power indefinitely. He examines how the Caribbean Court of Justice, the CCJ, expressed that the litigation of the most recently electorally challenged allegation should have been preceded when it was presented. Christian continued by claiming that the Director of Public Prosecution cannot be relied upon to uphold the law, and questions whether the government left the Privy Council so as to destroy democracy with people who would not follow lawfully issued judgments or recommendations.
This government of Ruslan Skerrit has no intention, my friends, of ever leaving office in Dominica. They have connived, conspired to remain in power in violation of law. And when the last electoral contested claim was brought to the CCJ, and the CCJ, that is, for those who do not know what it means, the Caribbean Court of Justice, the same place that Byron presided over at some point in his career, said that the lawsuit should go forward. What happened? But the reality of it is, that's a sad state that we're in, with the director of public prosecution now cannot be trusted to abide by law. Is that what we wanted the CCJ for? Did we leave the Privy Council just so we could destroy our democracy with folks who would not want to follow lawfully issued judgments and or recommendations?
Christian added that the legislation established by CARICOM, the Commonwealth, and the Organization of American States requires voters to be citizens and residents of their constituencies, not just day trippers when casting their ballots. According to him, this is in contrast to the government using millions to import hundreds of individuals and give gratuities, which is against the law, in order to rig the elections.
So the things that have been asked for by the CARICOM community, by the Commonwealth, by the Organization of American States, those are not, that's not rocket science. They have not given some sort of algorithm about the perpetual motion machine that's impossible to decipher. These are straightforward things. That is, people who should vote in our elections should be residents in the constituencies, not visitors for a day. We know that this government has used millions to hijack our elections by importing hundreds of persons, flying them in and flying them out, providing them literally a gratuity. What is a gratuity? A benefit, a material benefit, which under our laws, they are illegal.
Attorney Gabriel Christian. General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Leiter, conveyed his belief that the nation must address several challenges that are directly and indirectly impacting the union's membership. He contends that there is a need for not only fostering a conducive working environment for employees, but also creating a favorable external environment.
I think this The country has a lot of issues that we have to deal with, some directly affecting our membership, while there are those by which they are indirectly affected. But one of the things that we have never addressed is the fact that not only should your working environment be conducive to work, but even outside of that working environment, the situation may affect you. For example, if you're coming to work, Brother Steve, and there are open drains which you have to jump over to come to work, I mean, you could hurt yourself. All right, you could find dilapidated buildings around, and you have to travel next to it, and you never know if something may not fall on you. These are things that have happened. And when we look at our tongue, for example, Roseau, I believe a lot need to be done about Roseau, Brother Steve. I walk the streets of Roseau, and believe me, it's a challenge to me. Mm-hmm. The sidewalks are uneven, broken sidewalks. Mm-hmm. In certain areas, or in most areas, the drains in 2023 are not covered. Dominica, or who lived in Dominica and returned some time ago, told me that he was surprised that the drains are still uncovered. There are some drains where you have a little concrete and it's broken. I'll give an example just by Karam, for example. Mm-hmm. When you live there and you're walking on that little sidewalk. Well, there is not a sidewalk, but just as you leave, you find a sidewalk close to Escape. You have some open drains there, broken drains with holes. And guess what? Irons are exposed. So imagine somebody who is diabetic falling to one of those things. You can hurt yourself. And just yesterday, somebody was telling me, somebody who have just retired, she's a diabetic, yes, and she told me not too long ago, she fell in town. Again, because of the uneven sidewalks. So, you know, I always see, how do the tourists keep up to that? Because these people are coming from countries, from cities where drains are well covered, the sidewalks are paved.
General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Steve Thomas Leiter. Associate Professor of Psychology Dr. Simone Mafu remarks that the passing of Ken Richards, a Dominican stalwart, should remind us to reflect on our own lives and how we may be remembered. She expressed that as we reflect on the life legacy of Mr. Richards, it is clear that he was a man who lived with purpose and intention. From the many tributes to his humble and creative mind, Dr. Mafu noted that we must think and question for ourselves. Will we be remembered as being arrogant and self-centered, or will we be remembered for our humility and grace?
passing of those who have paved the way for many of us should be an opportunity to celebrate their life and the contribution of that person. However, it should also remind us to reflect on our own lives and how we too will be remembered, because we heard all the great tributes, the deserving tributes that were sent out for the week with regards to the humble and creative mind of Ken Richards and how he gave back tirelessly. And you know, we have to think for ourselves, will we be remembered as being haughty, arrogant, self-centered, or will we be remembered for our humility and our grace, especially during challenging times?
Dr. Matthew added that we should use this opportunity to reflect on who we are and the impact we are having on the world around us. She highlighted that we should not forget to take and acquire from the world, but rather to positively impact the lives of those whom we encounter.
You know, will we be remembered for all that we took and acquired from the world, as we would say in Dominica? Will we be remembered for being a vierge, for how much we took from the world? Or will we be remembered for all that we did to positively impact the lives of our family, friends, colleagues, and everyone we came in contact with? So while we continue to enjoy the many tributes, the deserving tributes that are coming in for the great human being that Ken Richards was, let us also use this opportunity to reflect on who we are and the impact we are having on the world around us.
Associate Professor of Psychology, Dr. Simone Matthew. In other news this evening, during Monday's pre-cabinet meeting, media briefing, St. Lucia's Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre expressed optimism that a minimum livable wage may be agreed upon by all sectors of society in the wake of discussions on a potential minimum wage from 2022. According to Pierre, the fixed salaries should reach a position where they won't discourage investment. He says the next phase is education.
We're very excited about it, and we hope that we can get a joint agreement. Everyone can agree so we can have a wage that will not be a disincentive to investment, but will improve the quality of life of the people of St. Lucia and lead to wealth creation. You understand? We have to start at the basics. The basics is you give people a livable wage, and then it leads to wealth creation. So that these are the basics. Then comes the education, and this is why we have the TVET program, where we're trying to encourage people who are not what they call, I hate to use it, academically inclined. It's a word that I hate using, academically inclined. I don't like it, but sometimes you have to use it. And we can train them so they can get, particularly young people, are involving all stakeholders, everyone. It's not a matter of the government only or the unions. Everybody's involved in that discussion. But you see, when there's an increase in wages, everybody benefits. The people who get these wages, because most likely when wages are increased for people at the lower incomes, they spend more. They spend more, and the quality of life will improve.
And in other news, a 60-year-old man and his dog were attacked by a massive swarm of 1,000 killer bees and stung over 250 times, leaving both badly injured. The terrifying situation didn't end until firefighters used a hose to wash the insects away from the duo. According to the Arizona family, around 1,000 bees attacked John Fisher, 60, and his dog Pippin when they were out walking in their Florence suburb on Saturday night. Experts say an increase in rainfall has caused the bee population to spike. ABC News' Andrea Fiji has details.
This morning, experts are sounding the alarm.
This is the season for swarming.
About bees. In recent weeks across several states, humans and animals have been stung in multiple attacks.
Literally thousands. At least 1,000 on me and at least two or 3,000 flying around the area.
While out for some exercise, John Fisher and his dog were swarmed by hundreds of bees outside Phoenix earlier this week. Surveillance video shows him trying to fight the bees off, and when emergency crews arrived, even they got attacked before spraying him down.
They were all over my arms, all over my face, all over my back.
Fisher was stung 250 times. His dog, Pippin, 50. They're now recovering from their wounds. In California last week, Tommy Baker was trying to clear a beehive himself outside Los Angeles when a swarm attacked him.
Time to get out of here.
Got to the point I couldn't see very far in front of me. There were so many bees just swirling around.
Bees followed him and his neighbor's dog.
He was covered head to toe.
The dog, Chance, died days later. So why all these dangerous bee attacks? Experts say it's seasonal, with weather playing a big role.
Throughout the state of California, we've had a lot of rain. And increased rainfall can lead to a boom in bee populations.
And experts say increased rainfall means more blooming flowers, feeding the bee population, which is not typically aggressive, but can be when feeling threatened. So if you are swarmed by bees,
run away as far as you can, as fast as you can.
Run away. Do not stay still or play dead. Cover your face and ears and find shelter. Experts also warn not to jump into water if you're being chased by bees, because bees can wait for you to come up for air, and there's a likelihood you could.
That's the Prime Evening News, but first there's a recap of the headlines. Dominica Public Service Union President Steve Joseph contends that electoral reform is of significant importance and should not be used to play cat-and-mouse games with the people. St. Lucia's Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre has expressed optimism that a minimum livable wage may be agreed upon by all sectors of society in the wake of discussions that began sometime in 2022. And experts say an increase in rainfall caused the bee population to spike. And in Arizona, 60-year-old John Fisher and his dog were attacked by a swarm of 1,000 killer bees, stung over 250 times and left badly injured. The news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of West Indies Communications Enterprise, and I have been your presenter, Jade George.